Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chasdai, Pesach Vansir, Harab Mir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. For the past several weeks, we've been discussing two main subjects: the persecution of heroic Jewish youth in Israel, which is a very important subject for the future of Israel and the Jewish people, and what we're doing about it. And the second subject, of course, is our campaign on behalf of Ted Cruz for the presidency of the United States. We'll be discussing what we've been doing with Ted Cruz. You've been seeing, those of you that have been following us, have been seeing that we're doing now daily videos on behalf of Ted Cruz. Daily videos, daily JTF videos on his behalf. In addition to that, putting up numerous posts on our Facebook page, numerous posts on our English main page, which is JewsForCruz.org, JewsForCruz.com, JTF.org. All of those domains will lead to our main English page. If you go to JewsForCruz.org, JewsForCruz.com, or JTF.org, that will all lead to our main domain page. But you've seen, we put up numerous posts every day, and we've been putting up a daily video almost every day, except for Shabbat, except for the Jewish Sabbath. We've been putting up a daily video on behalf of Ted Cruz. And God willing, we intend to continue that until the Iowa caucus on February 1st, and perhaps even after that, because this is the real intense moment of truth. This is the intense part of the campaign which will determine whether or not we have a shot at getting a president who will actually do good things for America, for Israel, and for the world. And Ted Cruz is the only candidate running who will be good for America, Israel, and the world. But before we get to that, we're going to show you some clips from the Hebrew video, from the Hebrew video that we've just released on behalf of the Jewish kids, these heroic Jewish kids that are being arrested and persecuted by the Shabak. The Shabak is the Israeli equivalent of the FBI, really should be the Israeli equivalent of the KGB, because they use the tactics of the Soviet KGB. These kids that you're seeing in this clip now, these teenagers are 15, 16, 19 years old, from the ages of, actually, the youngest is 14. The one who's 14, his face has to be covered under Israeli law. But the kids in this Hebrew video that we did are from the ages of 14 to 19. All of them were arrested on suspicion of supposedly setting fire to some Arab Muslim property in retaliation for the endless murders of Jews. The daily attacks on Jews, hundreds of attacks on Jews all over the land of Israel. Jews being stabbed, Jews being run over, Jews being shot to death, Jews being murdered and raped all over the land of Israel. And so they claim that some Jews decided to get revenge by setting fire to some Arab property. And also graffiti. They claimed that there was some graffiti. And so they arrested, they've arrested quite a few Jewish teenagers. And we've shown some of these Jewish teenagers speaking out. Now they're speaking in Hebrew. So if we showed you this in English, you wouldn't understand it. They're speaking in Hebrew. But you can be sure that every one of these Jewish teenagers refused to go along with the Shabak attempting to frame them, because none of them were guilty. None of them were guilty, in quotes. None of them were guilty, in quotes, of trying to get revenge to protect the Jewish people. None of them, in fact, broke any laws. And they were just swept up and arrested just because of their political views. That's the real truth. And every single one of them, even though they were in prison, even though these particular teenagers in this particular video were in prison, or were in jail for 5 days, 6 days, for various amounts of time, usually 5 or 6 days, and underwent intensive questioning, were not allowed to sleep, did things that are defined in any civilized country. You know, they underwent what is defined in any civilized country as torture by Shabak, and yet these young men, these young teenagers, withstood all of that and would not betray their friends and would not confess to things that they never did or give in to what the Shabak demanded that they give in to. All of them had to be released, the ones that you're seeing in this particular video. These are Jewish heroes. This is the new fighting spirit of Jewish youth in Judea and Samaria. These are the Kahanish Jews. These are the Jews that believe in the teachings of Morenu v'Rabbeinu Harav Meir David Kahana Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo, of the great Rabbi Meir Kahana. May his memory be immortalized. May God avenge his blood. This is the new generation that is a new generation of Maccabees that we should be so proud of. Every Jew should salute these Jewish heroes. Every Jew should be saying, wow, what magnificent Jewish youth. What brave, heroic, valiant Jewish youth standing up. And if I wish you could hear their interviews in English. It's in Hebrew, of course, where they're saying, we're not going to give in to those who are fighting against the Jewish people in the land of Israel, because they recognize that the government of Israel and the establishment in Israel are the worst enemies of the people of Israel, the worst enemies of the land of Israel, and they recognize that. And they're not being fooled by all of the propaganda from the Bolshevik news media or from the Bolshevik educational system or even from rabbis, quote-unquote, who have been bought off by the establishment, who have been bribed and bought off by the establishment. People like Melamed and Riskin and other, these other pathetic establishment puppets, these pathetic tools of the establishment who are a disgrace to the Jewish people. So we're doing everything we can to help them. Now, let me tell you something. This is a battle for the soul of the Jewish people. If we remain silent when they torture Jewish kids, if we remain silent while Jews are being stabbed and murdered and raped all over Israel, and instead of going after the Arab Nazi murderers, the Israeli government and the Israeli Shabak and the Israeli police and the whole Israeli establishment, the Israeli news media, the Israeli courts, devote their time to torturing Jewish teenagers, heroic Jewish teenagers. If we remain silent and allow this to pass, then the consequences, God forbid, could be horrific for the Jewish people. If you want to know why Israel survives, it's because of Jewish heroes like these kids. These kids are why Hashem, why God has mercy on the Jewish people. For their sake, for the sake of these heroic Jewish kids, for the sake of these brave Jewish souls, who are loyal, who are committed and faithful and truthful, for their sake, Hashem protects Israel and protects the Jewish people. Now, of course, there's a limit. And God forbid, we don't want that limit to come. We don't want the whole Jewish people to be severely punished. They're being punished. We don't want and we certainly don't want to see a much more severe punishment, which, God forbid, can come, unless we wake up and unless we do what's right. But these heroic Jewish youth, they give us hope that there is another generation. This is the generation JTF and Kahanists are building in Judea and Samaria, a generation of Jewish youth who are brave, who are strong, who are noble, who are valiant, and who don't give in, who are principled and faithful and truthful, and do not cave in to the pressures of the evil, self-hating Jews that unfortunately run the state of Israel and that are running the Jewish people into the ground, that are destroying the Jewish people, God forbid. So we want you to know we're not only releasing Hebrew videos to expose the truth and running a very active Hebrew Facebook page and Hebrew homepage. Not only are we trying to pass along information, and we are one of the groups that is the voice of those who are persecuted, those dissidents who the Israeli government wants to silence. We in many ways are their voice, fighting for them and spreading the message and not allowing the Israeli government to silence them. But not only does JTF perform that function, JTF also, of course, supports them financially. Supports families, for instance, of Jewish prisoners and provides other support that's very important to the Jewish prisoners. Their fight is our fight. Their struggle is our struggle. Their battle to bring Ge'ulah Shlema, to bring final redemption to the Jewish people and to the world. That battle, that fight, that struggle is ours. And when you're in JTF, you're fighting for them as well. You're fighting to help them, and you're fighting to speak out and make a difference, because if we are silent, God forbid, I think terrible things can happen, God forbid. Terrible punishment upon the whole Jewish people, because this is so evil that they go after these heroic Jewish kids, the best Jews we have. The best Jews we have, that's who they go after. While the Arab terrorists are slaughtering Jews all over Israel. If we allow this, then we're not worthy of God's protection and God's help. But if we speak out and we wake enough people up, and if we win this battle, then hopefully God will have mercy on the Jewish people as a whole because of the heroism and the nobility and the faithfulness and the loyalty of these few who are standing up and doing what real Jews are supposed to do. And hopefully the few will turn into the many. And, you know, I've told you that I've seen, just from the comments section in Hebrew, on all the Hebrew sites, I see many, many average Israelis, not from Judea and Samaria, average Israelis who live in what they call HaMerkaz, who live near Tel Aviv, who live in areas that are supposed to be part of the left even. I see many average Israelis saying, we don't like what's going on here. This is obscene, this is crazy, what are you doing to these kids? I see many average Israelis writing that and responding that way. So I think there's a potential here to wake people up and to create a movement that will change things. That's what we're trying to do. So I wanted you to be, again, aware of that. I wanted you to be aware of just whom we are defending and why the implications are so important for the future of the Jewish people. Now, Ted Cruz. Of course, everybody understands why his election is so important. We've explained why JTF believes that his election can literally prevent an Iranian nuclear holocaust or a nuclear holocaust from other Muslim countries that will develop nuclear bombs if Iran develops nuclear bombs. Just a catastrophe for the Jewish people, and only Ted Cruz has proposed doing what has to be done, is taking the right stand on this issue and on other issues. We have the Iowa caucuses coming up roughly three weeks from now, on February 1st. And we, as you see, we've been releasing daily videos on his behalf. And we also, of course, are putting up numerous posts every day. You can see numerous posts on our main page, jtf.org, and you see numerous posts on our Facebook page. In addition to the fact that almost every day there's a new Ted Cruz video that goes up. So we're really intensively pushing now. And we're directing, by the way, on the search engines, we're directing everything we're doing toward Iowa, New Hampshire, residents of Iowa, New Hampshire, in order to bring them to our site, attract them to our site. And some of them are being attracted to our site. We can see from the stats, we can see from the statistics that we get, that there are indeed people from Iowa and New Hampshire that are coming to see what we're presenting, what we're putting out there on behalf of Ted Cruz. So we're fighting this battle. It's a critical battle to the countdown, but I'm going to devote the rest of this program to answering the unbelievably malicious, vicious, false smear against Ted Cruz from the ultimate liar, Donald Trump, who is questioning the citizenship of Ted Cruz. You know, this is the birther issue again. Now, Donald Trump helped Barack Hussein Obama get reelected in 2012. Trump played a big role in reelecting Obama. How? Obama is a Muslim. He's a Muslim who hates America, hates Israel, hates Christianity, hates Judaism, hates the Jewish people. So there was a lot to run against on Obama. Instead of exposing his Islamic history, the fact that he has always been a Muslim, and we proved it many times, I'm not going to go into all the details, we've proven that Barack Hussein Obama clearly is a Muslim. But instead of exposing that, Donald Trump sucked up all the energy and all the attention, as you've seen him do this year as well, he sucked up all the energy and all the attention for what he called the birther issue, to claim that Obama was really born in Kenya, and because he was born in Kenya, he's unqualified to be president. Now, first of all, that's a nonsensical claim, okay? There is no question that anyone who is born to an American mother or an American father, to an American, if either one of the parents is an American citizen, that baby that is born, even if the baby's born abroad, it doesn't make a difference, that baby is still an American. I mean, if you go for vacation somewhere, you go for vacation to the Bahamas or to Europe or somewhere else, and you're an American couple and the baby happens to be born while you're there on vacation or while you're there on business, you mean your child is not an American because they weren't born in the United States? That's absurd. That's absurd. No sane legal scholar or sane judge would ever agree with that interpretation of the Constitution. It's nonsense. In fact, it says in the Constitution that the president must be a natural-born citizen. What does natural-born mean? That's the issue here. Is Ted Cruz a natural-born citizen? Obviously he is. But what does natural-born mean? Natural-born means you're a citizen from the time you come out of the womb. You don't have to go through a naturalization process. There are natural-born citizens and there are naturalized citizens. A naturalized citizen is a foreign is someone from a foreign country who comes to the United States and goes through the naturalization process. That's called a naturalized citizen. Those are the only two types of citizens that exist: natural-born or naturalized. If you did not go through a naturalization process, if you're natural-born and you did not go through any naturalization process, then you're a natural-born citizen. You meet the constitutional qualifications. Ted Cruz never went through a naturalization process. He was a citizen from the time he was born. His whole life he's been a citizen. His mother and father lived in Canada for 4 years because they were working in the oil industry. And there's no question that he was a citizen because he was born of an American, his mother was an American citizen at the time. His father was a resident of the United States who eventually became an American citizen. There's no question that that means that Ted Cruz is a natural-born American citizen. In fact, in 1790, many of the framers of the Constitution attended the Congress, the Constitutional Congress, in 1790, that determined that natural-born includes the children of American parents who give birth to a baby abroad. If the baby is in a foreign country, but that baby has even one American parent, that's it. They're natural born. This is what the framers of the Constitution themselves clearly wrote and encoded in 1790. There's no question that that was their determination as far back as 1790. And since then, every possible court precedent about undergoing naturalization, about the meaning of the 14th Amendment, which was adopted later on, all of that clearly, definitively backs up Ted Cruz. In fact, all of the legal scholars, all of the constitutional scholars agree that there's no question here that Ted Cruz is right. All of them. Donald Trump himself admitted that he said he checked with attorneys and others and that they found that Ted Cruz was in fact. He himself admitted that several months ago before Ted Cruz became a threat to him, when Donald Trump said, no, what are you talking about? Every attorney, every expert that I've ever spoken to says, no, absolutely he's natural born. There's no issue here. That's what Donald Trump himself said several months ago when Ted Cruz was at 3 or 4% in the polls and he wasn't a threat to Donald Trump. All of a sudden, because Ted Cruz now is ahead in some of the polls in Iowa and is catching up to Donald Trump, gaining on him in New Hampshire and nationally. So all of a sudden, Donald Trump raises this phony, fake issue. It's a completely phony, fake issue. And you know, even the Cruz haters in the media, if you look at the media stories, Associated Press, Reuters, the New York Nazi Times, the Washington Nazi Post, they are all haters. They despise Ted Cruz. I mean, they're seething with contempt for Ted Cruz. And even they admit in the stories that scholars agree and everyone agrees that, you know, that he is a natural-born citizen. In other words, that Trump is wrong and that he's right. They admit that. the Los Angeles Times, which is just like the New York Nazi Times, the Los Angeles Nazi Times, a left-wing rag that despises Ted Cruz, that has done endless hatchet job stories smearing Ted Cruz. Even they had an editorial saying, no, he's a natural-born citizen. This is ridiculous. Ruth Marcus, self-hating Jewish columnist for the Washington Post, just another example out of a million. She said that she can't stand Ted Cruz. She despises Ted Cruz. She's against everything he stands for. But this issue is ridiculous. He obviously is a natural-born citizen. Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, who has called Ted Cruz every name under the sun, who condemned him, who despises him, said obviously he's a natural-born citizen. Now, there are those several dishonest people who have joined the Trump false campaign because they're just intellectually dishonest and they have a reason to want to put down Ted Cruz. And those people include John McCain, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, that hideous, evil, disgusting pig, that pig who sold out on every issue under the sun. He spent a whole lifetime selling out, that hideous animal. John McCain says, oh, I think it might be an issue. I think it might be an issue. He himself would be disqualified if it was an issue. I mean, it's just absurd, because he himself was born in Panama. But he hates Ted Cruz. He said that he once said that he just can't control his anger when every time he thinks of Ted Cruz. So he tried to legitimize Donald Trump's obscene smear campaign. Rand Paul, what a phony. What a phony. That phony hypocrite. He said he joined in and said, oh, there's a question here. There's a real question here. He doesn't know that the question has to be answered. I mean, come on. And Carly Fiorina, that filthy whore who nearly bankrupted HP when she was in HP. She was the worst CEO, probably of all the major American CEOs. She was one of the worst in American history. That evil, disgusting person. She said, why did he remain a Canadian citizen until 2014? The reason he did is because he didn't even know that he automatically received Canadian citizenship by virtue of being born in Canada. He didn't even know that, but when he found out about that, he immediately renounced his Canadian citizenship. He never wanted to be a Canadian citizen. Neither of his parents were ever Canadian citizens. They had work permits, but they were never Canadian citizens. I mean, it's just so self-apparent here. So you have a few people who tried to join in with Donald Trump, tried to jump on the smear bandwagon, but it's so absurd, and it's so obviously false, and so obviously dishonest. You see, Donald Trump appeals to low-information, dumb voters. Dumb voters who have no education and who are what Donald Trump would call losers, and they really are. His supporters are losers. His supporters are the ultimate losers, and they're so stupid. They don't realize what Donald Trump thinks of them. Donald Trump thinks if you're not rich and famous, you're a loser. Donald Trump said that Mitt Romney was a loser because he was worth only a few hundred million dollars. He said, I'm worth billions of dollars. He's a loser. He's only worth a few hundred million dollars. You don't remember that? He thinks someone who's worth a few hundred million dollars is a loser, is not rich enough. I mean, this is so self-apparent and so nasty. And if this nasty, disgusting, hideous work called Donald Trump, if he ever became the Republican nominee, you've got to be kidding. He would be able to beat Hillary Clinton? He's going to attack Bill Clinton for having affairs when he had as many affairs as Bill Clinton did. He committed adultery just as badly as Bill Clinton did. And he was accused, by the way, by one of his ex-wives of raping her and of assaulting her and raping her. And the stuff that's going to come out about Donald Trump, I mean, the stuff about his Trump University, where he ripped off all of these kids. He took $20,000 to $30,000 and said, you join in with Trump University online, I'll teach you how to become rich. And they got nothing from him, nothing. And they're suing him now for it. There's a class action lawsuit against him. The fraud that he's committed, the hideous things that he's been involved with. I mean, he's a hideous individual. He's as low, as immoral, as egotistical, as disgusting a candidate as we could ever have. And again, I'm stating this, I just want to warn you right now, if God forbid he wins, and he may win the Republican nomination, if God forbid he wins the Republican nomination, I am not going to support him, even against Hillary Clinton. I'm going to sit it out, unless some third-party candidate comes along that we could support. But unless that happens, I'm just going to sit it out. We're not going to support Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is not better than Hillary Clinton. He's not better than Hillary Clinton. In some areas, he's worse than Hillary Clinton. And that's really saying a lot. So, we're fighting this battle. And you're part of, I think, what's a pretty exciting battle here, if you're with JTF. We're fighting a battle here to elect a good president of the United States. We got this opportunity that we haven't had in decades to finally have a president who isn't the lesser of the evils. To finally have a president who isn't evil. Finally have a president who's good. Ted Cruz is not a lesser of the evils. He would, you know, Mitt Romney was a lesser of the evils against Obama. So we supported Mitt Romney even though we couldn't stand Romney. John McCain was certainly, maybe was a lesser of the evils. And, you know, pretty iffy there. By the way, Mitt Romney has said that Ted Cruz is a natural born citizen. He can't stand Ted Cruz. But Mitt Romney even has said that this is ridiculous, that of course he's a natural born citizen. Even Jeb Bush says, of course, Ted Cruz is a natural born citizen. So even establishment Republicans that you know despise Ted Cruz, even they've said that this is absurd. But anyway, we have a chance, finally, to have a president who would actually be good. And for Israel, I can't tell you how important this is. I mean, so much is depending on our one shot here, because Israel is in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble right now. So, we need your help. We need to fight together as a team. This is the moment we've been waiting for. We need to all get together as a team. You got to help us. Four things you got to do to help us. Number one, we need your prayers. Please pray for the success of everything we're trying to do here. Please pray for us. That's number one. Prayers are very important. Number two, when you see our Hebrew and or English videos, promote those videos. Promote them on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, wherever you can, in the blogosphere, wherever you can, promote those videos. We want people to see the videos. That's number two. Number three, become active on our main pages. Go check the news out, make comments, go check it out at least once a day on our main pages. Our main page in Hebrew, if you speak Hebrew, is hayamin.org. That's our main page in Hebrew. Atar ha'ivri shelanu, hu hayamin.org. Sham yesh ma'amarim chadashim kol hazman, postim chadashim. ואני חייב לומר שמאוד כדאי לכם להיות פעילים באתר הזה, הימין.org. So what I just said is that our main page in Hebrew is hayamin.org, and that it's very worthwhile for you to be active with our main page. That's in essence what I said. And if you don't speak Hebrew, then be active on our English main page. The great Shlomo has fantastic new posts and articles all the time, jtf.org or jewsforcruise.org, jewsforcruise.com. All three of those domains all lead to our English main page. That's the third thing you can do. Be active on that page. And the fourth thing, of course we need your financial support now more than ever. We need your financial support because we've got to help these brave young Jews that are being persecuted in the land of Israel, them and their families. We've got to help them. We've got to show them they're not alone. We've got to show them that their fight is our fight. So we need your help. And we also, during this critical time for Ted Cruz, Jews for Cruz, we want to make this campaign a success. to do something that's a historic opportunity. This is a truly historic opportunity for America, for Israel, to finally have a president who will finally actually be good for us for a change. Checks, money orders, cash donations, of course, are very helpful. Sent to our post office box, very, very helpful. Very, very helpful. God bless the great JTFers who are helping us. On a regular basis, there are JTFers who generously help us. Without you, we couldn't do what we're doing. And we need, and those of you that aren't helping, start helping. Become part of this team. Start helping us with whatever you can afford, whatever you can help us with. And if you don't want to, if for convenience sake, you prefer not to have to send a check or money order cash donation to the post office box, if you prefer for convenience sake to do it with your credit card online, all you have to do is go to the donate button on our Hebrew main page. Our Hebrew main page, again, is hayamin.org. On top, there's a donate button in English. And you click on it, and in a couple of minutes, you can very conveniently, through PayPal, make a donation to help us out. So let's work together as a team. If we help these heroic Jews that are under attack right now by the Israeli government and the Israeli authorities, if we can help them, God willing, and if we can wake the people of Israel up about this issue, God willing, and if we can help Ted Cruz get elected president, then obviously we're changing history. Obviously we're doing something very important. So this is a very important period for JTF. Let's work together as a team. This is an exciting struggle. It's a difficult time. It's a painful time when you see what happens to heroic young Jews in Israel. It's painful to see them being under attack and being tortured by their fellow Jews, but they're so brave. They take it so well. They really should bring pride to the heart of every Jew and every righteous Gentile. Together, let's make a difference. Let's make this a better world. Let's fight to make sure that this historic opportunity, both in Israel and in America, is not missed, and that we do what we're supposed to do, that we do what must be done. Until next week, for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.